Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 welcome to the show. Big Tony, you at the door, because we own live and correct and in person here on Channel Player Play.
Yo, am I coming through clear, Tony?
I can hear you loud and clear, big brother.
Well, man, we just had a minor technical difficulty, but we back, you know what I mean? The boy Pretty Tone. Tony Diddy holding it down, can a player play live 2:30 every Sunday. You know how we do. We come through representing the Playology lifestyle. We come through representing that world movement lifestyle. You know what I mean? www.worldmovement.com. Holler at your boy. If you don't know, now you know. The author of the book, Play Step Your Game Up. The author of the book, Playology. Of course, to the right of me. He's my partner in crime, the infamous, world
person doing what we do. Trying to shed some light on y'all for this wonderful holiday season. And I hope y'all out there doing what we should be doing.
We got to send it all out there, you know, the Happy Kwanzaa, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, whatever you want to call it. We're trying to show everybody love, you know what I mean? It's the season to be jolly. We're up in the studio right now on a real way, trying to do some things right now. This week, last week, we touched on a topic that I got so many calls and emails on that I'm like, it was so nice, we got to do it twice, you know what I mean? It's called Understanding the Moment You're In, Part 2. A lot of y'all were really feeling that topic. We had one lady that got a little emotional last week when we got to talking about, you know, knowing where we stand in the moment. You know, some of y'all were like, well, what does that mean? Understanding the moment you're in is every decision, every indecision, every action or every inaction, whatever you do, whatever you do has a consequence. You know what I'm saying? So we have to sit and we have to think, what moment are we in and how are we going to handle the situation that we're in? You feel me? My man, K. Diddy, always trying to keep me up on game, and he'd be like, big dog, we got to know. What do you say? The fish got to swim.
The dog's got to bark. The bird's got to chirp.
That's understanding. That's what it's basically about when we're saying understanding the moment that you're in, man. Straight up. So what we're going to do right now is my man K. Diddy likes when we do a little world movement thing. You know what I mean? K. Diddy, you on the switchboard, right?
Yeah. Yes, sir. I'm on the switchboard. What you need, man? What you need?
While I work some things out with a little bit of technical difficulty, put them aside and hear something new from World Movement Records. You know what I mean?
All right, we're going to look. We got something brand new for y'all, straight off the press. You know, this is Lady Kanye with her new release called At the Club. Y'all going to be seeing the video first quarter. You're going to be getting the album the first quarter. But we're going to give you a sneak preview right here on Canada Player Play. You know, this little joint right here is called At the Club. So y'all put your ear on this.
Tonight we're at the club. been right. We have the pleasure of having fun.
Aha, that was fun right there. You know that shit was hot.
Yes,
and that was the girl. That was the lady Kanye at the club. She talking about if you ain't acting right, she going to bounce with somebody else. So, you know, she's saying y'all better be on your best behavior when you go to the club with her.
And you know what? The brother better understand the moment that he's in. You understand what I'm saying? Now, ladies and gentlemen, you know us folks here on Can a Player Play? We hood and we prolific, you know what I mean? But we on here every week and we come through. You know, Lady Joy is not going to be joining us this week. She out doing some charity work for those, you know what I mean, in a little bit worse off position than we are. And that's
with the whips and chains. I'm not going to say with the whips and chains, you know, doing whips are her, but, you know, but I ain't going to say that.
No, we definitely ain't going to say that. We're going to tell her that we miss her, you know, keep doing what she do. But last week, we got really into some stuff, man. We were touching on some things that affect everyday life because a lot of times we have topics or many other shows you go to have topics that you can't relate to. But everybody should be able to relate to understand in the moment that they're in. You feel me? Everybody should be able to relate to know that it's this one decision that could alter the course of their life or somebody else's life. It's one decision not to put that crack pipe down could cost you your children. It's one decision where you're, you know what I mean, damn, I need to go put this money on this game, but it's the rent money, and if I lose, my family going to be out in the streets. These are the kind of things we're talking about. Now, a lot of us don't have these problems, but there are people with problems like these who can't, you know what I mean? Like me, if I go gamble, I just gamble and I lose whatever. But it's not an addiction. You know what I mean? Last week I got emails and it was like, man, there's so many ways you could have went with this topic, man. You know what I mean? Can you imagine having your rent money in your hand and the urge to gamble is so strong that you risk your family being evicted, but that ain't computing in your mind. You're like, man, I'm about to go do this. The odds are good. And you go bet the money on, say, the Vikings, and the Vikings lose by a point while you needed them to win by 4 points or whatever. And the rent money gone. You're not understanding the moment that you're in. All you worried about is you. All you worried about is you. You're not thinking about where your kids and your wife's going to go or where your mama that live with you going to go with a Social Security check. You know what I mean? You're failing to understand the moment that you're in. But I see somebody got their hand up. I'm going to let them in. 413, welcome to the show. Who's this? 413, you on with us?
Showtime, we on the air.
Oh, what up, Showtime? Showtime.
Showtime in the house.
What up, brother?
What up? How we doing? So what are we doing today? We're dealing with...
We're talking about understanding the moment that you're in, understanding that certain decisions that you make can adversely affect your life as well as the life of others. Sometimes you're in a situation where you got certain urges that you know is wrong for you, but it feels so right, but you know how it can affect your life. You want to speak on that, Showtime?
Hey, let me throw this one out there too, Pretty Tony. You know, it's also that knowing that the moment you're in reflects on the decision that is made, because you also could have a positive turnaround if you realize the moment you're in and the decision that you make is a good one and a timely one. That could also set your life on a positive pattern, too. It doesn't always have to be negative.
Yes, indeed, brother. Yes, indeed. You kind of touched it earlier than I was ready to, but you know what? It's all to the good. Staying in the moment of understanding that this decision could ultimately also positively affect your life if you stop to let the trend of thought come through to take you where you need to be.
So we're talking about...
No time.
We're talking about when you're in the moment being able to play defense.
You also got to play offense too, though. You got to know what's happening. If you're not in tune to where you are at that given time and place, your decisions you're going to make are going to be based on that. So, you know, if you know where you're at and you see an opportunity and you move on it, that could be a good thing. But if you're sleeping and don't move on it or make a bad decision, that ain't a good thing.
Well, first of all, gambling is not opportunity. It's what it is. It's gambling. So that's a risk. So to even to take the rent money and even try to make a decision to double your money where you have responsibilities to pay bills, that doesn't gel. That's not a good offensive play. You can lose, quite frankly, with that. Secondly, dealing with the aspect of drug addiction, that's defense 24/7 because in a split second you can play yourself and it's over. So you know when you in those situations, two situations, you need to call a friend. You need to talk to somebody. You can't really rely on you or yourself because when you you rely on yourself, you're done. You know, you need to take countermeasures. That's what I think.
All right, Showtime. Don't go nowhere. Stay right there with us, brother. We love your input. You know what I mean? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. 646-929-2870 is the calling number. Press the number 1 if you want to jump in. But understanding the moment you're in part 2. You know what I mean? I was discussing the negative aspects of our decisions, and Mr. K. Diddy so eloquently introduced the positive aspects of certain decisions we make when we truly understand the moment that we're in. Because like he said, sometimes the decisions you make are timely. They're needed. You can stop the bleeding. You can stop the ship from sinking in that moment. But you got to understand it. You got to know where you're at. A lot of time we see the light coming and we think it's the light of salvation. No, fool, it might be an oncoming train. You got to make your decision, split-second decision. What kind of light is that coming at me through this tunnel? You understand what I'm saying? Or you become the deer in the headlights. You get so dazed and confused. Boom! You don't even know what ran over you. That's how life is sometimes. That's how life is sometimes. You know what I mean? Got to stay on your toes. Dot them I's and cross them T's to understand the moment that you're in. I got an email from a young lady, and I was talking about the abuse of children the last time, and she was like, you know, a lot of people, especially in the black community, quickly sweep that under the rug far too many times, and these are things we need to talk about, man. So, don't let the name of the show fool you. Can't play your players. We always tell you, let me say what Lady Joy would be in this moment. Say she would say, this is about playing the game of life. This is about understanding where you at, what you're doing. You feel me? Now, on that note, last week the show got real heavy. I mean real heavy, real quick. This week we're trying to keep it light and fluffy. You understand what I'm saying? So what we're going to do right here, if my switchboard will cooperate with me, is we're going to take this quick little musical break right here, and we'll be right back. welcome back to the show. Your boy Pretty Tone. You know, a lot of us need to sing that song to ourselves. Because, you know, we live by a simple philosophy, me and my man K. Diddy. If I can't help me, how the hell am I going to help you?
Absolutely.
And but some, a lot
but
of
some people think that's being selfish, T, you know. That's being selfish.
Now, I don't, and there was a time in my life where I probably would have started to be selfish, too. But it's really the truth. If I can't help me, how am I going to help you? And that, see, once again, understanding the moment that you're in, the moment that we're in, is me and you are on a boat sinking together. One of us got to do something.
No, man, I love you, man, so I want you to die with me.
Say that again.
I said, I love you, man. I want you to die with me.
Oh, you want me to die with you? But how about me try to save myself, and then I can maybe save you? Hey, I'm going to tell y'all something. When you're on the airplane, for all you people who travel, because, you know, me and Kay did it, we racked their miles up. When you're on an airplane and they're telling you about the oxygen mask coming down, if you listen to the instructions real carefully, it says, put the mask on yourself first before you help somebody else. Because if I ain't breathing, how the hell am I going to help you? You understand what I'm saying? Nah, let's die together. Come on, man. Let me help you. Let me help you, please.
Hey, let me help you. That's that funny shit, though, man, because I hear people saying that, but I've always been that, you know, that crazy one. You know, you go ahead and throw that disclaimer out there about me right now. It's okay. You know, but I'm one of the kind. If I love you, how could I not want the best for you? Even at the point, if I'm doing bad, I can't help you. I still don't want to see you do bad. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
I hear people all the time, man, I'm doing bad. They say, join the club. I say, hell with you. I don't want to be in that damn doing bad club. I want to be in the doing good club. I want to be in that other club, man. Shit.
What's the name of the club you're trying to be in?
I'm trying to be in the doing good club. What are you talking about, man? Join the club on that doing bad shit, man. The hell with you? You do that shit by yourself. The hell?
So
I don't
want to
be around
right
nobody doing. Hey, look, I don't want to be around nobody doing bad, and I don't want to be have nobody around me while I'm doing bad. What are we gonna do? Eat each other? Or cry together? Complain together? What? Shoot each other? I mean, come on. Somebody got to be able to help somebody some kind of way. Some kind of way.
I think you clearly understand the moment that you're in. I think you clearly understand that you realize that right there, in order to make a positive out of this negative situation, you know you got to take a stance and be like, you know what? I got to help me so I can help us. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you got to fix some shit.
Both of us can't just be thinking.
Yeah, you got to fix some shit. Other than that, you're going to tear away or eat at the fiber that you have in your relationship, because at some point you're going to start blaming, pointing fingers at each other, and that's never healthy or wholesome for any relationship. And with all you loyal fans out there and listeners, y'all heard it from Professor K. Diddy himself, you know what I'm saying?
I like that. I remember the first time I heard you say it, I was like, dog, that kind of sounds selfish. But then after I sat and I thought about it, and I thought about it some more, I realized what you're saying, you know what I mean? You know, two things you always say is you ain't trying to join that doing bad club. You can stay in that damn club by yourself. And the other club is you're talking about, well, I love you, let's just go on and be miserable together. Nah, misery loves company, and I ain't trying to share in no misery.
I want to share in all the good shit. I want to be happy. I want to make you happy. You know, I want to grow. I want to be prosperous, you know. But we both can't pull each other down, because at that point, you know, you're just going to blame each other. You're going to be talking at each other. You're not going to be talking to each other. So that shit never works either. But, you know, what the hell do I know?
And that's what I'm telling you. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what we be on here talking about, is understanding and playing the game of life. Sometimes you've dealt a messed up hand. And too many of us have been programmed to believe that, you know what I mean, well, let's just all stay in the bottom of this barrel together, whatever the bottom of the barrel is, whether it's an addiction, whether it's in a relationship, whether it's family members, because sometimes they are the biggest anchors around your ankles, man. You can't breathe. But, you know, your big mama done told you and big daddy done told you, family's all we got. Family's all we got. We don't, what do you mean? Family pulling me under to the point of bankruptcy. The universe didn't bring you into this world to be a fool. You can love and want to help your family, but the question is, do they love and want to help themselves? And do you understand the moment that you're in that you're not helping, you're enabling? You know what I mean? When somebody comes into your house and taking from you and yours, and you can't get Big Mama and Big Daddy's word out your head about it's family, it's family. Nah, obviously this family don't care nothing about me if they taken from me and mine. You become the enemy to me. When I hear somebody, well, you know, my sister stole my baby TV and DVD player out my kid's room. Right there, you are suddenly the enemy to me. You are the enemy to me. Because you came to my home and you took from my kids who are supposedly your niece and nephew or cousin or whatever they are to you. So that means you don't care nothing about me. So to hell with what Big Mama and Big Daddy said.
Nah, but you don't need that, man. You got plenty. You ain't going to miss that because you got a lot more.
You know what I mean? Or you my brother, and say, you know, you always want to lay the guilt trip on me about this and about that. What they got to do with me?
And then when I ask for my shit back, then he want to make me feel small. Then he want to talk about, oh, yeah, I know you ain't worried about that little old shit. Well, that little old shit was my shit. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy.
Hold on, I think we done touched a nerve with somebody here. Hold on, let me let him in. 813, you on with us.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. This is Passion on the line. And I just wanted to applaud you on what you were just talking about there, Pretty Tony. You're right that a lot of times if we try to live up to, you know, traditions or something like that, well, the problem is you got to make sure all the other players are doing the same thing, because you will get burned if they're not doing the same thing. I think we've all probably encountered what you're talking about, us trying to be there for our peeps and finding that they don't feel the same about us, or that they're not, you know, living up to the same obligation. And we can't get burned, so I appreciate what you just said there.
Oh, well, you know, thank you. It's good to be appreciated, because too many of us ain't saying this, because a lot of times when it's said, it comes off as selfish. It is not selfish. If you're constantly taking and I am constantly giving, somewhere the scales are tipped in the wrong favor.
How is it selfish for one to say, I'm trying to help me in order to help you?
Oh, that is so selfish. That is so selfish. How?
It's just manipulation at its finest.
Oh, please, say it again. Put it out there again.
I said it becomes manipulation at its finest.
Yes, it is. Yes, it becomes manipulation at its finest, because, A, you are telling me to be less than so that you can be more of. And how is that my burden? Is that when my mother and father laid down and made me out of lust or love? That's what they had in mind for me, to be the burden bearer, to make myself less than so that you can be more of? How? And this goes out not only to brothers and sisters and cousins and aunts and uncles and wives and baby mamas and significant others. Hell, sometimes our own children. Child, when I brought you here, I did not intend for you to become an anchor around my ankles. Now, maybe if I insufficiently provided you with the tools that you need, my guilt trip is making me overcompensate you. But if I know that I equipped you as best as I could to go out and venture and find your destiny in life, you are not sent here to be an anchor. When do I cut the umbilical cord? When do I understand the moment that I'm in?
I think that comes at different times and with the different people, you know, because it's just a given fact that everybody just don't wake up at the same time. Different people wake up at different times of the morning, just like people wake up at different times in their life, you know. And I know we're all guilty to some degree and overcompensate with our kids because we try to do and give to them more than maybe we had coming up. But again, back to the topic of the show, if we're not true rooted in the moment and paying attention to the times we're living in, you know, we give them the wrong tools. We give them the wrong things, you know, and the whole focus changes, you know, and that's when we come ill-preparing them because we're not in tune with the moment. And we're just constantly overcompensating them to be friends. And I see a lot of single parents, they are very, very guilty of that. Instead of being a parent to their children, they try to be a friend to their child. But then they don't understand when the child starts cussing them out and telling them to shut the hell up. They don't understand where that comes from.
There you go. So we on here, and we trying to spread this little gospel of ours. There are some people who like it. There are some people who don't. You understand what I'm saying? But you got to look into yourself. Each and every one of us have a path to walk. Each and every one of us came here for whatever reason. You choose your battles in life. You choose your burdens in life. Tom, Dick, and Harry might not agree with you as to who you are, and they have their own judgments of you, but at the end of the day, are Tom, Dick, and Harry living your life? Are Tom, Dick, and Harry feeling your pain or sharing in your struggles, and yet they want to have a commentary on what it is that's going on with you? Lacking the understanding of the moment that you're in, because ultimately at the end of the day, their concern is what they're going through and how you can benefit them. But it is also selfish of you to stand and say, hold up, what about me? What is wrong with saying what about me? You understand what I'm saying? But hold on. I think we touched another nerve with somebody else here. Let me let him up in here. 347, you're on with. Welcome to Can a Player Play.
Greetings of peace and sweet love to you, Pretty Tony, and all who are on the line. I just was chiming in, and I feel that so very much, you know, about the journey, you know. We are all on a journey. We have something wonderful to do. And, you know, like K. Diddy said, you know, we get there when we're supposed to, not all at the same time, because water is going to always seek its own level. So it's when you get to that place, you know, where you begin to know that, okay, yes, I'm on a journey, and it doesn't include my mother, my father, my sister, my brother, but it is about me now, you know? And that's where I get free to be who you be without restriction, because when you
Hold on, sweet D. I think you're being selfish, sweet D. How dare you say that?
Well, hey, you know what? But it's not selfish, because the first law of nature is self-preservation, you know? And charity begins at home, you know, and then spreads abroad. So if you can't, you know, deal with you first, then you really can't deal with anybody else.
Hold on, sweet B. Hold, uncle. You're going to have to say that again. Hold on. I got to give you some applause for that. Please,
yeah.
Say that line again. Put it out there again.
There's a few things I said, but what I want to chime back into is that the first law of nature is self-preservation, you know, and charity begins at home. And if you cannot begin there, then you can't spread it abroad, not in the fullness of how you're supposed to, you know, on the journey that you're on. And in that is when you know that you are free to be who you be without restriction. And it doesn't matter what the next man, woman, child, it doesn't matter what your children say, my children say, this one, that one says, because you have to do what you have to do according to your journey.
Oh, sugar. Hold on. Passion, I saw this thing light up again. Did you press the number one again?
I'm still on here, but I did want to say something.
Go ahead, sweetheart.
Thank you. I was just going to say, I think the big problem is a lot of people misunderstand the definition of the word selfish. Selfish doesn't mean to deny other. It means not to deny yourself. It means not to forget about self. And people use that connotation the wrong way.
That's true.
Oh, I think K. Diddy, oh, man, I think K. Diddy just loved you more. So that's his thing, boy. I think I'm going to share my barbecue vine and sausage and some potato chips, and I'm going to get her a slice of pear pickle.
I was in the store this morning and saw some and thought about you.
It's spreading, Tony. It's spreading.
Yes, it is.
I didn't say I picked it up. I didn't thought about you.
See, it's spreading. Before you know it, everybody going to be eating some barbecue variety sausage and with some sardines sprinkled on the side. Oh, man. Well, hold on, Passion. Don't go nowhere. We thank you for joining us each and every week. But you know what? A few years ago, I had a turning point that I came to in my life. I was a knucklehead making a lot of knucklehead decisions till I had to sit down and say to myself, is this who my mama sat up in the hospital and labored for hours and pushed me out, a big old fat baby? Is this what she brought me here to be? Is this the whole full circle of my life? You know, when you're trying to live up to others' expectations and what they think. Oh, here in the can of play, let me put my get on my pulpit. I preach the gospel of betterment for self. I preach the gospel of betterment of self over and over and over again. That's what Playology is about. Playology is about bringing your game up. Playology is about examining who you are and presenting yourself to the world and be damned what next man think. And playology is also about taking care of yourself, having your own, because when you get these trends of thought, you can't be living up onto somebody with trends of thought like this because you're living off them. You see what I'm saying? So in order to have the playerology mindset, in the book Playerology, available at www.worldmovement.com, shameless plug, but who cares? The playerology concept is this. I must triple my worth. Because without money, you can't exist and be the man or woman that you came here to be. You can't be living off this, off people and depending on people that you want to talk mess to. You're not understanding the moment you're in. It's sort of like when you were a child. When you were a child living off your mom and your dad, what was the first thing they say? You're under my roof, it's my rules. So in order to be a true player of life, you got to be standing on your own 2 feet so you can stand up and be like, this is who I am. This is what I like. This is what I don't like. This is what I'm about. This is what I'm not about. I don't like the drama and the bullshit. Or there are some people who relish the drama and the bullshit. But we'll talk about them later. I love the way Sweet D so eloquently puts it at all times. Free to be. Matter of fact, Sweet D.
Free to be who you be without restriction.
You see what I mean? It takes some, as a matter of fact, that ties right into the playerology mindset. You got to be free to be you without restriction, man. You know, like that T-Mobile commercial, the new T-Mobile commercial, they got to say, well, if you want to be free, be free. And if you want to be you, be you. I love that song. Understanding the moment that you're in. Understanding that going through this entire life blaming everybody for your action or your inaction is your own problem. Too many of us want to blame others for our problems. Now, do some people give us their demons? Yes, they do. Sometimes our brothers give us their demons. Our sisters, our mothers give us their demons. You know what I mean? When we were children. But the key word in that is we were children. And as you get older and you become an adult, you have to conduct yourself as such. And then you can choose to wallow in the misery, or you can choose to step out of the misery and say, I deserve a better life. I deserve to be me. I deserve to be free. And to hell with you and what you were going through that you were trying to shackle me with. You feel me? Yes, indeed. I'm on that pulpit today, understanding the moment that you're in. The negative and the positive aspects of it. Too many of us are afraid to look into ourselves and say, this is who I am. Too many of us are afraid to look into ourselves and be like, you know what? I'm with that. But I ain't with that. Too many of y'all are followers. Y'all need to become a part of this playology. Jump on the train. Ride with your boy Pretty Tone as I take y'all on this voyage with me. I ain't afraid to be me, man. One thing that I've always been blessed with is the gift of gab, so I ain't afraid to say what I feel or say what I see, because at the end of the day, I feel my pain. You don't. And what you eat don't make me shit.
Is that almost like somebody's seasoning your food for you?
Say that again, brother.
Is that almost like somebody's seasoning your food for you?
Their taste buds may not be like mine. Their taste buds may not be like mine. You understand what I'm saying? Welcome to the show, y'all. We love you. Know we love you. Check us out. Become a part of the movement. Go over to www.worldmovement.com, sign up. Because what I'm going to do is I'm about to get this Playerology Lifestyle website rolling, but you got to come to World Movement. That's where we dwell. Become a part of the movement. Go over there, sign up, find out what we over there doing. We positive brothers trying to do positive things. And we got a lot of haters. Ain't that a shame, K. Diddy?
Well, the new name for the haters is the fans, you know what I'm saying? And we're trying to educate people and let them know the best way to fix some of this shit we're going through is if the guys try to be the best possible man they could possibly be, and then if the ladies try to be the best possible woman they can, and for the right reasons. I'm not talking about doing it for your kids, doing it for this guy, doing it for your parents. But if you step your own personal game up and try to be the best person you could be, you put it down, do be the best you could be at whatever your given profession is. And if we all try to do that, so at least when we step to somebody, we can have a positive conversation, we can have less drama, people can come to the table at least equally yoked, the respect will be in check. And guess what? Then you got a chance.
Straight up. Don't go nowhere, y'all. We're going to keep it rolling.
I don't know why. Now I hopped off the train, this shorty caught my eye. I asked her for her name, she gave me no reply. She left me standing there with arrows in my heart. But yet and still I'm wanting her. And later on that week while driving in my car, I could have sworn I saw that shorty walking down the bar. I thought she glanced at me while I was staring from above. Or is my young mind just wishing? I don't know why. It's strange pleasure though from going through this pain, and like a ghost I'm haunting her. I often fantasize about walking hand in hand, but I don't know her name or if she's got a man. And the only thing that gives me hope to stay is maybe one day she'll notice me. I don't know.
Hate on everybody. A lot, my man KB, they like to call them, they're fans of your life. You know what I mean? Too many people want to stand on the sideline and profit off your endeavors. Too many people want to stand on the sideline and not put their shoulders to the wheel to better their lives, but then they want to come through and be critical and judgmental and want to reap the profits of your work. You wasn't standing by me when days were dark. You weren't standing by me when friends were few. So how dare you suddenly think that you want to come out the woodwork and reap the benefits? It's like, as a matter of fact, I'm going to take a sidebar from this topic, and I'm going to say on the Tiger Woods issue, a lot of y'all need to get up out of this man's life. A lot of y'all want too busy building him up, because that's what everybody does. We build people up to tear them down. Whoever said he was Superman? Whoever said he was the world's most perfect human being? He puts his pants on like every other man, one leg at a time. But everybody wants to just harp on this man and try to break him down. Truth be told, a lot of y'all are just jealous and envious of his success. I personally don't care how Tiger Woods slept with a couple bitches. That's between him and his wife. Y'all still judging him because a lot of the bitches were even before he got married. Oh, matter of fact, you know what? To the ladies of the show, you know I'm not talking to y'all. Y'all are ladies, and trust me, there is a difference. There is a major difference. That's his life. That's his wife. Those are his children that he needs to go get right by his wife and by his family. Or he needs to just man up and say, you know what? Like I wrote in the book, Player, Step Your Game Up. Baby, I'm a player. This is how I want to be. This is how I get down. Now, maybe Tiger should have read Playerology, because I would have come, the creeping commandments are in there. Ain't that right, K. Diddy?
Either you're going to do it or you're not. One of the two.
Thank you. One of the two. If you still ain't sold your old shit and you ain't ready for marriage, don't step up to it. Go on and let that slide, homie. But if you're tired, then you should have got it, your boy Pretty Tony. You should have put me on the payroll. White envelope. I would have gave you game. I would have said, Tiger, ain't nowhere in hell some woman got your direct cell phone number where she can call you and text you while you at home. Tiger, in Playology, I told you, go get a prepaid phone that ain't got no name to it. Secondly, Tiger, if you had read the book, you would have known you delete and remove all pictures and text messages, Tiger. You don't leave voicemails on no breezy phone. You're a billionaire, dude. You should have went and hired somebody who answers those calls. You pay him a couple grand a month, and you know what his job is? All the breezes talk to him. Anytime you want to get a message to him, he'd be like, tell baby the G4 going to be there at 12 noon tomorrow to pick her up. Be there or be square. I ain't judging Tiger Woods. It's not my place to judge Tiger Woods. So everybody who wants to jump on their high pedestal and judge him, I suggest you go look in your closet and see what's rattling around. You feel me? And all you golfers who got something to say, I know the truth behind why y'all talking and gibbity-yapping and talking. Because Tiger was whooping all y'all ass for too long. And y'all figure if y'all get him out of the game for a moment, y'all might get a shot at a couple titles. You know what I mean? Get off that man's back, man. Let that man slide off and go make it right by his wife and his kids. And Tiger, you need to understand the moment you're in. If you want to be a player, homie, free yourself and handle that. And by the way, if you need guidance, holler at me. Tony,
can they just go buy the book?
Go buy the book, Tiger. I'll even autograph it for you, homie. Holler at your boy.
A whole lot cheaper.
I'm going to leave Tiger alone. You know, we in your corner. Tell him, KD, we in your corner, Tiger. We ain't going to fake you. We're not your friends, but you put us on the payroll. We're going to look out for your best interest. Should I holler at your boy, man? You know where to find me. Google me. Like my man KD likes to say, if you don't know who the hell he think he is, Google him.
Absolutely.
Now, some women ain't going to like what I have to say, but so what? Some men ain't going to like what I have to say, but so what? I'm me. I say what I feel. You know what I mean? Get up off Tiger Woods, man. Let that man live his life. That's between him and his wife to make things right by her and the kids. None of us ain't qualified to judge that dude.
By no means. By no means. And it's funny how people want to say what's not normal and what other people shouldn't do, but common sense would tell you what don't work for one person might work for the next. It's always been that way. And nobody, and I mean absolutely nobody, really have a right to judge anybody.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Understanding the moment that we're in. Tiger didn't understand it. All of us have moments.
He understands it now. He understands the moment he is now.
Damn sure he does. And looking back, I bet you you'd have wished he had somebody like me and yourself on his payroll. That would have been like, yo, Tiger, you got two different Blackberries. That's the one you take home, and that's the Blackberry you leave with me, homie.
Ooh, I bet he understand that shit now. He should have called Kobe up.
Straight up. And they said he run with Charles Barkley and Michael Jordan. You would think they would hold on, I think I done triggered something with passion. Hold on.
You're surely right. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Pastor. Go ahead.
I said you're surely right. You're contradicting your own game. He's either aware of the moment he's in or he's not. to be talking about what you're talking about, having a second Blackberry, somebody else, he's still not recognizing the moment that he's in. If he's married, he shouldn't be doing what he was doing in the
house. I said that, though. I told him, if you want to be a player, you should have just stepped out and be like, look, I'm a player. This is what I do. I ain't trying to be tied down. I said that.
And we also said, Passion, that he know the moment he's in now. If he didn't know before, he know now.
Right, and as far as what you're talking about, people judging him, and it's between him and his wife and his children. Unfortunately, because he stands as a role model, it is his responsibility. I'm sorry.
The role model, but they set the standards. I mean, whose role model? He ain't my role model.
He's all the young people that are coming up behind him. Okay, now they came down on Chris Brown, feeling that he was such a role model. Tiger Woods stands in a role model position too. Anytime you're a celebrity and you're making money off the public, you're a role model, especially for the young ones coming up behind you.
Pastor,
obviously, he's got a role model for the ones that know better. Most of them know that.
The same people that give that title about the role model, those are the same people that's throwing shit on you when you snub your toe. Those are the same people that want to take titles they bestowed on you 20 years after you earned them. You know, so, you know, who's role model? That shit is crazy anyway, titles and bullshit.
I'm going to tell you some fashion. I feel what you're saying, and you are correct. But what we all need to bring in check is that the good works that the man has done has not been taken away because he wanted to go have sex. That young man has pumped millions into young people.
And they're trying to destroy him. They're trying to destroy him because that's what they do. They put that shit on you, and the minute you don't do what they like you do, they think you should do, then they want to start taking your endorsements and shit. I don't know. Nobody on this planet, on this earth, can say they're free of some kind of indiscretion, some kind of sin, and that they just totally perfect.
And the sad part about that entire situation, you know what I mean? The only one comment I'll pass on that. Hello? Hey, Diddy.
Yes, sir.
The one comment I want to pass on that is this. Tiger should have understood who he was as a person. It's a real simple philosophy. If you want to be a player, play. But you ain't got to tie yourself down. So for whatever reason you chose to tie yourself down, now you got to suffer the consequences because there are kids involved and your wife, and obviously you care because you're taking the time off. You understand what I'm saying? That's one thing I respected about Michael Jordan. No matter what anybody had to say, whatever he got caught up with, he just shut up. He ain't had nothing to say. You understand what I'm saying? And Michael, everybody know he had his indiscretions. You know what I mean? Tiger played himself, ultimately, at the end of the day. Not me, not you, not the kids that looked up to him. He played himself because, obviously, he loves this woman and his kids, and if she takes him, he's going to be heartbroken. But it is what he is.
Well, that was the point that I was making about not being able to truly be aware of the moment that he was in. If you really did love the woman, as you say, then you knew the chances were that was going to come back to haunt you. That was too easy.
Straight up.
But you don't really
Straight
know
up.
That, though. You know, you don't think about that at the time, you know, when you're in the moment, whatever that moment is. You're not thinking about that. If, you know, if you want to be in that particular moment of, you know, enjoying yourself, yeah, of course, yeah, you know, you have the consequence of, you know, and you know right and wrong. But at the same time, when you're in the moment, you are in the moment.
But the moment is the moment is the big picture.
He should have went and talked to Bill Clinton. I don't know what y'all talking about.
Like I said, we can all be in the small picture. We're talking about the big picture, being in the moment of the big picture.
Well, you know what? He just grew up, you know, because he there was so much that he didn't know. Of course, we know that behind him, you know, letting this woman have his home cell, you know, the cell number where his wife could get a hold of that. But he just grew up, you know, and this is part of his journey as well. So
there you go.
He's in the public eye, so, you know, it had to be a public thing. But at the same time, on a spiritual level, he now is walking a new journey. You know, he's walking, not a new journey, he's walking his journey, you know, and he's moving. He has to move now in a new light. So he's, you know, he's reflecting now. So, you know, it's all good.
Hey, I want to say something. I'm going to keep 100%. I'm personally mad at Tiger. I'm personally upset with Tiger. Because I wasn't on the payroll. That's all I'm mad about. That's what I'm going to keep it 100. Everybody else can fake the funk. Tiger should have had me. You hear that, Tiger? I should have been on the payroll handling all that for you, Tiger. You wouldn't be in this mess, and it would be way cheaper than the mills you got to pay out. It would have just cost you thousands and hundreds of thousands with me. That's what Pretty Tony mad about.
Yeah, I was costing him millions upon millions, eh?
You know what I mean? You should have had me handling all that, Tiger. So, yes, that's what I'm mad about. I ain't like these other people trying to fake the funk by your indiscretion. Why, secretly, I'm just glad you out the game so that I can play. And all the folks, you know what I mean, like Gatorade snatching his drink off the market. Keep it real, Gatorade. For somebody who's very observant and I watch the business world, the real reason you snatch his drink off the market is because it wasn't selling. Let's be 100%. And you couldn't just snatch it earlier because then there are clauses in his contract where you'd have to compensate him. But by him violating a moral clause in his contract, you were able to snatch it off the market for free because it wasn't selling Gatorade. Keep it 100%.
Mm-hmm. But they got that's,
to that's too much like rights. You know they ain't going to try to do that.
You know what I mean? So y'all can miss me, everybody. You know what I mean? I'll say it. I'll stand on the highest mountain and say it. That's between him and his wife. We don't understand their circumstance, nor do we know it. I'm not going to say if he's right or wrong because only God can judge him and his wife, and most definitely his wife. And I want to put it out there for the ladies, for y'all get somebody, y'all want to cut my balls off and stuff. I'm saying
she's
the only one that can judge him.
And then the same people out there passing judgment on this man need to be wondering about why their daughter trying to marry the girl next door.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
Straight up. Hmm. Understanding the moments we in. That's all we're talking about on Can a Player Play today. You know what I mean? I have a simple philosophy. I'll stay up out of yours, you stay up out of mine so I can figure out what's going on over here in my world. Because at the end of the day, if my lights or my water, my gas going off, it's affecting me and mine, not you. So if I spend a great deal of time concerned what you and yours are doing, I'm taking away from myself and mine. And I got responsibilities and obligations. And for you people who want to sit on the sideline and hate on people and comment on people and act like you know. Nah, you don't know. Know yourself, man. Know your mother essence self, man. That's what you need to be focused on. Understand your moment. Understand your time. And let me worry about me and mine.
It's amazing how people can speak up on shit and they think it's raggedy. Those
ain't
are ones
that crazy?
That's truly the ones that ain't in the moment to. They have not even looked at their star player. You know, they want to pass judgment and tell somebody else what they should and should not do. And then they shit is raggedy, shoes raggedy,
shout
they raggedy around the lips. Boy, they raggedy as a motherfucker, but they won't sit up and tell you what you need to do.
Shout out to Cat Williams, because Cat,
wow. You
the one put it out there, dog. I think you're not in focus with your star player now, breaking in people's houses and stuff. Get in focus with your star player, homie.
Hey, let me defend my buddy Cat because I happen to know the brother personally. He was in the moment because that's what his mind told him to do, and that's what he did. So he was in the moment. I have to defend him now. Now, y'all might think he was crazy and he didn't have to do that shit, so he wasn't himself. But in defense of the man that, again, I know personally, he was in his mind and in his moment, and he did what he wanted to do that day. That's why his ass is in the shit that he's in now.
I'm issue with friends like you who need enemies, man, because I ain't
well,
sure.
Well, you're talking about keeping it real, right? You said keep it real,
yeah.
Right?
All
right,
yeah,
well, I just kept it. You don't get no realer than that. I kept it real for you. Now, if you want me to put some molasses on it, I could do that too, but I'm going to have to charge you.
Okay,
right.
I'm coming after you, K. Diddy. How could he be in the moment if he was a rising star and he's done something like that?
Well, again, I'll say to you, because just because he did what he did, I'm not saying he was right. I said he was in his moment. His mind told him that's what he wanted to do. So he was in that moment for him. He didn't do
that
for me, you, or nobody else.
That was the id talking. That wasn't his ego. That was the id.
Well, that was Cat Williams talking.
Get in line with your star player, homie. Get in line with your star player.
His star player said, I want to do that shit because I can get some another $1 million worth of press, and I can get some more shit I can talk about for 2 more years.
You know what I mean? Got a lot of pressure to keep coming up with stuff to talk about, man. You can't talk about pins and holes forever.
Yeah, man. But it's all right, though, man. If you create shit, man, come on, man. The brother's an entertainer. You know, gotta have news.
In this playerology lifestyle that I profess, that I preach about, that I write books about, one of the main things, I'm going to give you this for free. Normally, I'll be telling you, go buy the book, support me and all that, which I do want you to do because I got a family to feed.
Because, Puss, I'm going to tell you that before the show's over.
Say that again?
Plus, I'm going to tell them to go buy it before the show's over anyway.
There you go. I'm going to give you this piece of advice for free. To get in line with your star player, every day you got to get in the mirror when you wake up and you look at your star player and be like, you know what? I'm still in the game, so I still got to get a chance to get it right today. Now, life's going to try to distract you from that moment. Things are going to come along to throw you and your star player out of alignment. But you got to get in that mirror every day and you look at yourself and say, what am I about? What's on my heart today? What's good for me today? Tune the children out to the nagging wife, nagging boyfriend, nagging baby daddy, baby mama, the damn loud-ass dog, your mama. Tune everybody out, and you look in that mirror every day, and you say, what's going on with me today? I gave you that for free. Now, in the next book, because, you know, players step your game up and playerology, you know, I mean, you got to be on a certain level to comprehend those books. The new book coming out first quarter of next year is for everybody. Including the ladies, because ladies been hitting me up with emails every time I see somebody. You need to put something in there for the ladies. Ladies, trust and believe the next book I'm repping for y'all. Support your board. Support the movement. Get in line. Stay in your moment. It's your time, baby. Like my man Showtime. I see you still with me, Showtime, like say. It's your time. Showtime! It's your movie, baby. You the lead actor. You the director. You the casting agent. You the everything in this movie. This movie is called Me, Myself, and I. Yes, it is.
Gotta fix me in order to fix you.
Oh, preach it, brother. Put it out there again so we can get an amen.
That's how it is. That's what it is and all that it is. I think Popeye says some shit like that.
gotta fix me in order to fix you. I am what I am, and that's all that I am. Straight up. You know what I mean? Well, we're coming down into the last 12, 13 minutes of the show, and we've been on this pulpit. We've been riding without Lady Joy. We want to know she was missed. But we're trying to preach this lifestyle. We're trying to preach this concept. We can't keep it to ourselves because that would truly make us selfish. That's what so many people do. When they turn a corner and they get certain knowledge, they keep it to themselves. We want to share it with y'all. We want to share it with y'all. That's why we come on here every week.
And say, player, step your game up.
Straight up. Straight up. And if y'all, I'm kind of hesitant right now because I'm twittering at the same time so y'all can beard me. Hey, Diddy, talk to me.
Yes, sir. Well, I always say the same thing, man. I always tell everybody they got a step they came up. You know, I preach that every week. You know, be all that you could be, you know, before you start trying to pass judgment on everybody else. Get your own ducks in order, you know what I'm saying? Once you get that in order, then you could really do something. You know, you could really show by example, because shit is rough out there. You know, these vine sausage and potato chips and ketchup and dill pickles, they start to catch them all. So you really got to get your grind on and quit playing and quit all that old faking stuff because it's rough out there and all that pointing fingers and shit, that shit ain't working. So you better pay attention. Pay attention.
And something else I want to put out there. Sweet B, of course, be all that you can be in your own army. That's true. And for all you brothers and sisters, because when I say this, for all y'all putting on y'all cape and trying to be Captain Save-A-Ho, whether it's male or female, I suggest you put your cape on and be Captain Save-My-Damn-Self.
Well.
Straight up. Because if I can't do nothing for me, I damn sure can't do nothing for you. And we preaching that up on here. You know what I mean? Holla at us, www.worldmovement.com. We got the new program coming up, the Rising Stars. Kate, did you tell the good people about the Rising Stars? Put it out there because a lot of people check our archives.
Those people that feel like they got what it takes to be the next Rising Star, of course, get at us at 323-957-7322. We're going to have a series of shows starting next year. We will have people that are truly in the industry that can help take your career from A to Z, all the way from production status, all the way from production level, all the way through retails, even to get your stuff charted on Billboard and stuff. So if you need or want more information, hit us up, www.worldmovement.com or the office, 323-957-7322. Or yours truly, Lamont, at worldmovement.com, and we'll let you know what's cracking.
And on that note, don't go nowhere. Stick and stay, y'all. Stick and stay. New genius to you. Hold up, hold up, hold up. The violence is up way too high on that, y'all. Now, we keep it real on you. I ain't got fun of y'all. I knew the volume was up too much, so I had to take it off for a moment. You can still listen to the sound of my voice. I love y'all. I come here every week for y'all, man, on some real-ish. Josh Clemens, latest member of G-Unit.
And I'm going hard, you can be my protege. When I lead a club, got plenty old with me. I get it to the crib, I thinking. My flow so cold you couldn't even rank it. And I'm loving life, ain't it good? Rocking the same clothes that Matt Damon would. And you ain't gotta like my style, I ain't think you would. So this right here is for you, middle finger up.
I'm the biggest in my white boy club. I'm the biggest in my white boy club. In my white boy clothes.
I'm the business in my white boy clothes. And I'm getting to the white boy dough. Where's he getting it from? White boy stove. Dressed like one. Is he white boy?
I'm the business in my white boy clothes. I'm the business in my white boy clothes.
I'm the business in my white boy clothes.
I'm the business in my white boy clothes.
I was rocking my American Eagle fit. On the sideline posted with an emo chick. They say she crazy, but I like her ego trip. She could turn redder than a hot Cheeto chip. I'll be like, hold up, wait a minute. Let me put some lemons in it. White people don't get offended just for you, yeah, every sentence. When it comes to getting money, got perfect attendance. Perfect attendance. They say I take it too far, but you know I can't quit. I'm finna be a star like the bling on my wrist. Jerk and two-step with the same twist. You can tell me anything, can't tell me I ain't this.
I'm the business in my white boy clothes. And I'm getting to the white boy dough. Where's he getting it from? White boy stove. Dressed like one. Is he white boy?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm up at Brooklyn, now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow, but I'll be hood forever, I'm the new Sinatra, and since I made it here, I can make it anywhere, yeah, they love me everywhere, I used to cop in Harlem, all of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway, pulled me back to that McDonald's, took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street, catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry, cruising down A Street, off-white Lexus, driving so slow, but BK is from Texas, me, I'm up at Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie, now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me, say what up to Tata, still sipping my ties, sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five, nigga I be spiked out, I could trip a referee, tell by my attitude that I most definitely from. I made the Yankee hat more famous than the Yankee king. You should know I bleed blue, but I ain't a crypto. But I got a gang of niggas walking with my click though. Welcome to the melting pot, corners where we selling rock. Africa been by the shit, home of the hip hop. Yellow cap, jiffy cap, dollar cap, holla back. For foreigners it ain't fair, they act like they forgot how to act. 8 million stories out there in the naked city. It's a pity half of y'all won't make it. Me, I got a plug special and I got it made. If Jesus paying LeBron, I'm paying Dwayne Wade. Three dice Z-Lo, three card Marley. Labor Day parade, rest in peace Bob Marley. Statue of Liberty, long live the World Trade, long live the King. Yo, I'm from the Empire State. That's so they could step out of bounds quick. The sidelines is lined with casualties who sip the life casually, then gradually become worse. Don't fight the apple eve. Caught up in the in crowd. Now you're in style. And the winter gets cold in vogue with your skin out. City of sin is a pity on a whim. Good girls going bad. The city's filled with them. Mommy took a bus trip. Now she got a bust out. Everybody ride her just like a bus route. Hail Mary to the city. You're a virgin. And Jesus can't save you. Life starts when the church is. Came here for school, graduated to the highlight. Ball players, rap stars, addicted to the limelight. MC and May got you feeling like a champion. The city never sleeps, better slip you an ambient.
Yeah.
gentlemen, welcome back to the show. Pretty Tone, K Diddy, Can a Player Play? Every week, right here, we come through to stir you up. We come through to motivate you. But most of all, we want you to think. That's why we're really here, man. Too many of us ain't thinking. You feel me? So join us every Sunday. Tell a friend. Come through. Jump on board. Can a player play? We run for the people who think, man. I'm going to tell you something. When I was a young man, there was this pastor. I know she'll never hear this show, but I want to give her her dues. Reverend Yvette Noble Bloomfield. She always said, boy, if you only knew the power that you have and you would use it for some good. I just wanted her to know I'm putting this out there to the world, to the thousands of people that go through my archives and listen to me. To everybody that's come through the show, I hear you, Reverend Bloomfield, and your boy got the message clearly. You feel me? So I'm on here representing. We miss you, Lady Joy. K. Diddy.
I don't miss her.
As usual, always glad to have you with me, brother.
Yeah, I do. I miss her. You know, give me somebody to argue with.
Don't go nowhere. So in this last 2 minutes, I want to bless y'all with some thoughts. Stand strong in your own life or somebody else is going to stand on you. Find something to believe in. Find something to participate in. Most of all, participate in your own life. Because if you ain't the pilot, you the co-pilot. And only God should be your co-pilot. This is how we're going to run up out of here, man. I love y'all. Bus a bus.
It's too late to turn back now.
Too late to turn back.
Bus a bus. Get your money. Hey, I'm about to activate a Wonder Twin power on it. T-Pain.
Yeah. You should already know when I walk in the door that it ain't no use in fronting on me. I'm a hustle, I'ma do my thing. You already know what it's gonna be. I keep hustling. And if you feel me, put your hands up and come and sing the hustlers anthem with me. Anthem like la 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 la. Yeah, yeah. La 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 la. I keep hustling, dog. La 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 la. La 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 la. I keep hustling, dog. La 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 la. Yeah, yeah. La 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 la. I keep hustling, dog.
Do all day, come through and get it jumping, throwing money away. It don't matter if you're hustling a bundle of you, or you got a 9 to 5, let the champagne spray. Move quick, a little dumb, or Jouette Rosé. Two chicks on my arm when I step, okay. Gillette razor sharp, you know the boy don't play. DC 10, drop me down at Sandro Pay. Yeah, let the money machine roll on. We've been eating in this like you in the street so long. Every time I drop you, I can never do no wrong. I progress you when your little crew prolong.
Go,
you hate it. I know your forte. We blind your little shine you portray. Why you wanna leave? I know your little chick won't stay. And if you violate, see, I make sure you all gon' pay.
You should already know when I walk in the door that it ain't no use in fronting on me. I'm a hustle, I'ma do my thing. You already know what it's gon' be.
You ain't gonna wanna miss it when the shit go down. We celebrating like we throwing money around. Bring a lot of churn, about to order a couple of rounds. Look, I know it sounds, it probably seem like the hardest when you ain't got it, but you gotta go and get it regardless. Check it, get up on your hustle, homie.
Get up and go.
And do it proper for the
better will know.
And go on Copper Island and do a lot so I can
stack up a road
with a couple billion with a
fashion of flow.
Up in the mansion, listen, I'm only telling you the theme of this caper is get your money, just stack up your paper, let's keep it going.
You already know when I walk in the door, that it my thing. You already know what it's gonna be.
What it's gonna be.
I keep hustling,
yeah.
I keep hustling,
yeah.
I keep hustling,
yeah.
I keep hustling.
Yeah.
And if you feel me, put your hands up and come and sing the hustler's anthem with me.
What's your anthem like? La, 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 la.
Yeah, yeah.
La, 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 la.
I keep hustling, though.
La, 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 la.
Keep hustling, dog.
La, 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 la.
Yeah, yeah.
La, 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 la.
Keep hustling, dog.
La, 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 la.
Yeah, yeah. Keep hustling, dog.
Keep the way the kid be banging at random, and the way the the way they throwing a tantrum. Trying to hustle, cop a plane, a couple ships, new handsome. You hustle up on the blocks and hustle a ransom.
Now,
but as long as you can go and muscle a grip, whether you're shining from a grind or if you hustle legit, either way, get money. Turn on the switches for power, hustle, and stack all your riches. That's how we on it.
Yeah.